Thank you. And thanks, Joe, for organising that fantastic afternoon tea. That was lovely. I'm Belinda Fox from BHP. I'm in their community relations team, and part of my role is to support community programs in the communities in which BHP operates through our social investment program. And Ningaloo Outlook is one of these programs. So it's a five-year strategic marine research partnership between BHP and CSIRO. It is a key partnership for BHP Petroleum. We operate an oil facility which is just 25 kilometres off the coast of Exmouth and approximately 9 kilometres from the boundary of the marine park. So the partnership is in its third year, and our model for success involves a number of key partnership components, including research, papers and presentations, setting milestones and deliverables, regular governance checks, and a fair bit of community engagement and outreach. And Beth talked earlier about the time that is needed to resource a partnership, and both organisations in this partnership have committed to that, and we feel that this is definitely not one of those token effort partnerships. So the two partners get involved in a range of community events and activities to engage community members with the aim of increasing the community's awareness, knowledge and understanding of the marine ecology that's on their doorstep. So some of the events that we've done together, there's community festivals like the Whale Shark Festival, there's local community symposiums, so like this one, but targeted at the local Exmouth community members. There's field opportunities for community groups, such as the Cape Conservation Group, and also BHP did have the opportunity to send some of its staff up to engage in that as well, which is highly regarded and very well spoke about, and now there is a bit of a waiting list for those opportunities to come up again. We also support local attendance at some international conferences and work experience placements. So, in Exmouth, we join forces and engage with the community members and school kids on a range of marine-themed educational activities, which showcase the importance of the marine world, as well as the types of roles that scientists can play, for example, technical engineers to biologists. As part of this community engagement and outreach, the schools play a large component, and I won't steal Susie's thunder, who's going to speak after me, but the school engagement is hugely popular, and the students get to experience a unique opportunity that many of their metropolitan counterparts don't get to experience. So we're really, really pleased that this component is going so well. There's some examples of some of the comments from students up there, and I'm always blown away by, I had the opportunity last year to see Susie Starfish engage with some of the local kids at the Whale Shark Festival, and you know, they were like, oh, you know, miss, when are you coming back? When are we seeing you again? When are you coming back into our classroom? And they remembered her name, they just engaged with her so well, and they really look forward to the entire CSIRO team coming back and engaging with them in their school environment. So as part of our engagement and outreach session today, we are joined by a number of special guests. So we're going to hear from Susie Bedford, who is the science teacher from Exmouth District High School. We're going to hear from Zoe Starkey, who was lucky enough to do work experience placement. And we're going to hear from Paris Menner, who was a former student from the high school. So to start with, I'd like you to join me in welcoming Susie to share her perspective on science engagement at the Exmouth School from a teacher's perspective.